Hi, this is a recording for Danny Seward, DannySeward, date of service is 8/19/2023, date of birth 5/8/1958. The procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection at L5-S1 with steroid with Marcaine under fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. Medical indications are as follows. The patient has injured himself in an automobile accident as of 1/21/2022. He has undergone multiple episodes of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment without much help. The pain is focused into both shoulders, neck, mid-back, lower back. The MRIs are significantly positive in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region with multiple disc involvement, disc bulging, and herniated disc. In the lumbar region, the patient has a disc herniation of at L4, L5, and bulging disc at L3, L4, and L5, S1. In addition, patient has significant facet arthrosis and right foramen stenosis, left foramen stenosis. It is presumed that the epidural injection will help him great deal, covering all the three levels. For the facet arthrosis, which has been discussed with the patient, is not related to car accident, and that could be addressed at a later date with their health insurance. The procedure for lumbar epidural steroid injection was done according to the protocol. Sorry, the level is L4-L5. The next procedure is injection of the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon at the right shoulder and the left shoulder. The medical injection with the steroid and with Marcaine without the fluoroscopy. The medical indications are there is a constant pain in the left and the right shoulder. Patient has an inability to lift the shoulder in abduction beyond 90 degrees, and hence there has not been any relief with the extended physical therapy that patient has. It will be the injections are being done to improve the healing, decrease the need for opiates, and improve the ADL. The patient is actually working full-time as an engineer. However, the pains are still there. His AC joints have a degenerative changes, and there is a supraspinatus tendinopathy without full thickness retracted tear bilaterally. The patient is being advised about this injection. He agrees. He provided a consent. The injections are done according to the protocol. Thank you.